بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم العقوق وقطيعة الرحم. الحمد لله. This is the 41st chapter of Riyad al-Salihin. This chapter is on the prohibition of disobeying parents and breaking ties of kinship. Now, very similar, we heard a hadith in the previous chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, despite bringing the chapter about maintaining family relationships and respecting one's parents, etc., in this chapter he is reinforcing the ahadith that he brought in the previous chapter with more ahadith, and specifically talking about the prohibition of disobeying one's parents and severing ties of kinship. And he has brought three verses of the Holy Quran, which we have heard previously, which explain the same theme and concept and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of respecting one's parents and obeying them and not showing any disobedience towards them, and also of maintaining family relationships and not severing, because these are things that many of us, we overlook and we have great weaknesses in this. And what happens when our parents pass on? Then we lament and then we regret. Whilst they were alive, we did not show that type of kindness and obedience towards them. Now when they are gone, now when it is too late, and then we begin to lament. So whilst we have parents, may Allah give us the tawfiq of obeying them. And if they have passed on, of course, the hadith of Rasulullah says, then we make istighfar on their behalf and maintain ties with their friends and fulfill any debts that they have. Also, family relationships, we find almost every family, we find members of the family not on talking terms, they have broken relationships. They only come when the person passes away, then they attend the janaza just to show their face. This should not be the shan of a believer. What is required, that we should try and patch up and mend as soon as possible. قال الله تعالى فهل عسيتم إن توليتم أن تفسدوا في الأرض وتقطعوا أرحامكم أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and perhaps if you are given authority, if you are given position, then you may cause corruption in the world and you will break family relationships. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ Allah says, such people are whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed, and Allah has made them blind and deaf. In other words, spiritually they are deaf and spiritually they are blind. وقال تعالى والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار. Allah Ta'ala says, those who break the pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after confirming it, we have all taken a pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are his slaves, Allah is our master. And then we break the pledge that we have taken, we have confirmed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they break that which Allah commanded to be joined. And as Allah commanded us to join family relationship, and now we are breaking that. And they spread corruption on the world, in the world. Such are those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed, and for them is an evil abode. So again, in this verse, we see Allah's curses on such people who sever family relationships. وقال تعالى وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. The very famous verse regarding the obedience to parents. Allah says, Allah, your sustainer, has commanded you to worship only him. And immediately after that, Allah says, and Allah has commanded you to be kind towards your parents. إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف. If either one of them becomes old whilst you, in your lifetime, then do not even tell them, uff. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, do not scold them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, speak to them with kindness, with softness, with respect. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَلَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, and lower your wings of mercy for them. In other words, be humble towards them. وَقُرْ رَبِّ ارْحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, and make dua for them. Say, oh Allah, have mercy on my parents, just as they nurtured me when I was small. They were so full of compassion. They were so tolerant with me. Most of us forget the days when we were little babies and we were young children and toddlers. And when we were young, then we used to irritate our parents and we used to trouble them. And perhaps we asked our father the same question 100 times, and each time very passionately and with a lot of love and care, he still gave us that answer, whatever we wanted. And as they grow old, then when the first time they will ask us something, perhaps we will give an answer. The second time we become agitated, irritated. And perhaps we might even say that, what is wrong with you? You can't hear. May Allah forgive us. Let us not forget that one day we will also become old, and then we will realize how important it is to show that kindness to our elder, especially our parents. وعن أبي بكرة نفيع بن الحارث رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر ثلاثا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned to the Sahaba, should I not inform you of the most serious of the major sins, أكبر الكبائر, the biggest of the major sins. ثلاثا, three times he asked the Sahaba this. قلنا بلا يا رسول الله. We replied, yes indeed, please tell us. قال الإشراك بالله, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shirk. وَأُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, and disobedience to parents. وَكَانَ مُتَّكِئًا فَجَلَسَ. Rasulullah s.a.w. was reclining against something, against the wall, or against a pillow. فَجَلَسَ, then he sat up. أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ. Rasulullah s.a.w. then began to say, and behold, beware of قَوْلُ الزُّورِ, giving or speaking a lie, and giving a false witness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a false statement that a person makes, and a false testimony. فَمَا زَالَ يُكَرِّرُهَا. Rasulullah continues saying these words, أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ, أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ, showing the importance of this. He kept on repeating this, حَتَّى قُلْنَا, until Sahaba felt, لَيْتَهُ سَكَتَ, that how wish Rasulullah does not say anything more. And he remained silent because of the love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They could see he was exerting himself, and they were worried that this must not cause any pain to him. And also for this reason, some commentators have mentioned that they were so afraid that Rasulullah sallallahu was becoming upset, and he was repeating these words, Allah wa qawlu zur wa shahadatu zur, and beware of giving false statements and false testimony. And he kept on saying it. Perhaps he may say something else, which then may become difficult upon us, and maybe some person may be cursed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore they wish that Rasulullah does not say anything more, and he remains silent. But from this hadith we understand, al-ishraku billah, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akbarul kabair, uququl walideen, and disobedience to parents, and of course, giving a false testimony, and speaking lies. These are things that will cause injustice in society by giving a false testimony. You have hatred for a person, so you see he's in some problem. Instead of giving a good testimony and a correct testimony, you are giving a false testimony. And what's going to happen? A false judgment will be passed against that person, and that person will be usurped of his rights. You may win on one side because he was your enemy, and you can see him now going through difficulty and pain, and gives you some enjoyment. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have perpetrated an akbarul kabair, a major sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, and so that we may refrain from these type of things, and we may make islah and correct ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.